Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Maida.
Yeah, this is
Hi.
Joe.
Yes, this is Joe calling from Urban Design Agency. How are you doing, Maida?
Hi. I'm alright, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I apologize for earlier, Neda. I was actually in a meeting with my manager, and you were calling me. David notified me that you were trying to call me. So, do you have a minute now?
You know what, I'm just driving right now, so it depends on how long it's going to take, but I'm going to get to where I need to go in about 5-10 minutes, so I don't have that much time.
Oh, so, like, it'll be actually a quick call just with my manager about the MLS part once again. So if it's okay with you, I can transfer your call sign.
Yeah, I have 5 minutes, so yeah.
All right, just give me 1 moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi there. Is that Neta?
Hi, yes, this is Neta.
Neta, this is Mark Stanton. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm the manager here for technical development and does take care of the production team. All right, so your account manager just told me that there seems to be a small concern from your end regarding we have to go ahead and integrate IDX MLS listing as part of your website. Now, it seems that the IDX and MLX listing from where you're getting, it seems to be on a portal, or they have their own system over there. To my understanding, you do not have any idea where exactly you're able to get the API. And at the same time, you seem to have a little fear about sharing your ID and password. So we are able to log in and we can extract the information from the third-party portal which you're using. Correct?
Yeah. So the issue that I'm having is that, so I previously developed the website with another company. It was unfortunately tied to, like, they wanted me to do month-to-month marketing with them, and so when I kind of canceled that, then I lost the website and had to redo it all over again. So I do have some experience with setting up the website, and the way that they did it was that they showed me exactly where to go within that portal to find whatever you need in order to update the listings on that website, right? Now, my concern is that this login, it's basically tied to my license. So as a RECO member of Ontario Real Estate, I technically cannot be giving people out my number, right? Like, I don't, that's one thing. It's like, it's tied to my license, and they say, like, this is yours. You that's your responsibility. It's tied to your license, so I don't feel comfortable giving you guys the access for that.
That I understand.
True. So, and especially since I haven't had to do that before, and we were able to put up the listing. So I think that the issue here is that you guys are out of California, it seems like, and I'm here in Toronto, right? In Toronto, Ontario. So I think that the difference between the way that you guys do it down there and the way that we do it up here, which is why I'm a little bit concerned, because, I mean, if you weren't able to do that for me up here in Ontario, then you shouldn't have taken my business, right? Like, that was kind of my main concern. And it's come to a point now where, you know, 2.5 months down the line of me going back and forth with Joe, who's been really great, by the way, in being very patient with the whole website development. And then now we've come to a point, that was the whole point of this website, was for it to have
I understand, I understand.
So,
well, you, I understand where you're coming from. We, since we are residing in the U.S. and you are based in Canada, obviously, there's a little difference, you know, in the time zone and the region itself, but you don't have to take that into the account, in fact, so you don't have to worry about it, because everything is being done online, and so far, the experience has been superb, and you're praising Joe, so that is for sure that we're here to help you out. Yeah, but this is a small technical thing, you know, which we're talking about. Now, I do have a solution here. There could be two possible things by which you're able to transfer the information to us. First thing first is that since you're already aware exactly where you need to go in the portal, because you had some experience with the previous company and they guided you that where you need to log into the portal and go inside the portal and try to extract the information, which would be helpful for my development team so they can integrate IDX MLS. That's one thing. That's something you can try on your own. Or you can speak to the guys who have this portal, the owners or the development team who has produced this portal for you, which you're engaged with, and try to seek their help. You know, you can explain. It's not basically an issue. It is a technical requirement which we need to fulfill. And that is the only way we can go and we can integrate IDX and MLS within the website itself. So we're just trying to do...
So I have... Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I have a question. So when I first reached out to your company, Orbit, you guys, the sales person told me that you guys have now, it's like a newer office, but you guys have an office in Canada. Is that not correct?
We do have one in Canada.
Okay.
But just because of the COVID situation, which we all experienced throughout the world, from last few months, you know, we seem to have a person over there. But just because of COVID, that person is not there anymore. So we don't have a boots on ground, let's say, which can actually come up to your office or somebody who can actually provide you one-on-one assistance. That is the very reason, you know, we're just relying on the oral communication here. The person might be there. We're not sure exactly what sort of time frame it would take us to position our employee within Toronto, let's say. It could be 2 months, it could be 4 months or 5 months. You know, it's obviously a bigger decision which the company owners have to take. But right now, comparing that with your situation, we don't want any additional delays as far as the website itself is considered. So like I said, you know, we have two possible solutions. One is that you go ahead within the portal itself.
So,
yeah,
just a quick thing there. So the way that I did it before, and I sent Joe this snapshot of what it looked like on my end, because when I tried to do what I did before, it allowed me to search for different companies that I can allow access to the IDX, right, from my login portal or whatnot. So that's where, like, I ran into the issue that I couldn't find your company. Your company is not listed there as one of the many, many companies that I could allow access to, right? So So I think it has to do with you guys not being in Canada right now. Like, that's what it is. It's in Ontario. You guys are a foreign, like, entity, not from this kind of country. And are, like, I'm not able to give you access to that, which is also another reason why I extremely don't feel comfortable giving out my login information,
okay,
which I technically cannot be doing mm-hmm. to begin with in the first place.
That's fine.
So
that's fine.
That's
we completely understand that. We respect the secrecy and privacy as far as the login, and since it's being too crucial for you, we do respect that fact. And nobody from our side will push you in something which makes you uncomfortable doing that.
I don't want to risk losing my life.
Absolutely.
What it is. Yeah.
We completely respect that.
Yeah.
We completely respect that, and
right.
I completely understand where you're coming from. Right. So, like I said, you know, no issues with that. First thing first, no issues with that. Okay, let's just try to do two things, okay? You can go inside the portal, try to figure out a way, or if you already know the space from where you can get the technical info, which could be helpful for us. It could be a small chat script. It could be a small coding script. It could be maybe a URL. It could be a possible API connector or something like that. That's one thing, if you can find something, you know, by logging all by yourself and try to look for something which could be helpful for us. If that doesn't work, you can call these people, call these guys up, seek their help, and you can tell them the situation that you have hired a development team from US and then try to build a website for me, okay? And they would like to have some technical information so they can connect my IDX or MLS listing, you know, which they have handed over to you. Since we need to connect all that listing, all that data needs to be connected to your website, so that is the only way it's being reflected on your website. I'm pretty sure once you speak to them over the phone and you would explain them the situation which we're just going through, we and you all together, they should be able to help you out. They can guide you as from where within the portal you can get all that information which could be handy for us or which could be very helpful for us. So they'll guide you either within that space, within that portal, you can extract all that information and send it over to Joe, or they might be able to go ahead and extract that information all by themselves and then share that with you via email or send it over to you, and then you can share that information with us. So in that way, you don't have to share your login because you're not feeling comfortable about it, which is completely understandable. We completely understand that. We completely respect that. But since you need to go ahead and share all that technical info, which we need on our end to connect to your IDX and MLS listing, there could be two possible ways, which I have explained to you. So one of the ways should be able to work on your end. And as soon as you get that information on your end, you can hand it over to Joe. You can send it over to him via email, and we can just take things from there. Hopefully, one of the solutions which I've